Welcome to the Wealth Equation Podcast with me, Wealth Ninja Kristen Wunsch. If you want to be wealthy, but money feels like physics and the thought of making a budget makes you want to die, stick around. Here, we break it all down super simply. We demystify wealth so you run your money instead of your money running you. We're here to ditch the hustle, earn more, hold more, and grow more simply. We're coming in hot with practical teachings, deep mindset shifts, and the perfect amount of woo-woo so that you become the kind of woman who creates wealth with ease. Money is a dance party if you let it be. You were born for wealth, and by pressing play, your up-level begins. Hi there, beauties. I am super pumped for this episode today. I've got a goodie for you. I officially arrived back in Nosara a week ago, and it has been so good to be back in the jungle energy. Oh, I'm loving it. We've actually been getting pretty good weather here too. Now, I want to share something that I've been reflecting on over the last couple of weeks. And I also, this week, I hired two new team members, which I am so freaking excited for. You have no idea how much I love having support. These two women that are joining our team are absolute ninjas, and I'm really pumped to have them on board. And because I let go of two assistants a couple of months ago, it's meant that over the last number of weeks, it's just me taking care of everything. And so I've been realizing that we've been releasing the podcast episodes like literally on a different day all the time, whenever I can get them out. And I think one week I even missed a week. And there's part of my brain that's like in the perfectionist, like you got to get it perfect. You got to get it right. Like, you know, beats myself up a little bit for like being inconsistent. And what I was really reflecting on, and I share this with you to give you permission for this too, is giving yourself permission to drop balls sometimes. You know, it's sometimes as high achievers, we think we have to do everything at 100% all the time. And the reality is, while it's important to be consistent and to be disciplined and to have your shit together, it's also okay to drop balls. And you can be very successful, have a multi six-figure income. You can have a multi seven-figure portfolio. You can have the life you desire and being insanely successful without being perfect. And so when it comes to, you know, the way that we release the podcast episodes as one small, tiny example, there are things that I would never drop balls on, you know, my client delivery, showing up to coaching calls, like all of that. But there are times in your life, whether it's because of kids or family members or health stuff, where balls are going to be dropped, and that's okay. I just want you guys all to know that you don't have to be perfect to be successful. And sometimes we have it in our head of like, we either have it together or we don't. So I give you permission, as I'm giving myself permission, to drop a few balls. And now that we have these amazing team members on board, I'm really excited to really just set some incredible things in motion for the back half of this year. It's going to be so, so fun. So get ready for that. Now, today's episode, I want to take you through a concept that I have been stewing around over the last number of days after a conversation with a girlfriend of mine. And we were chatting about the difference between being an accumulator versus being a releaser. And one of the things she actually said to me was that you're either born to accumulate or you're born to release. And we were talking about it in context of her, but also, you know, I was thinking about the women that I have in my life, myself, the clients that I have. It's super clear that yes, you either have the pattern of being an accumulator, which means you're accumulating more money and more wealth and it's, you know, sticking around and growing, or you're releasing it. Now, I have been thinking about this a lot. I don't believe it's some energetic thing. You know, there are many things that you think around your money or your money patterns or your money stories that you think it's a generational thing. You think maybe you're born with it. Some people think that it's like from a past life. It's like something you're stuck with. I don't believe any of that about this particular thing. And I don't think it's really helpful to believe a lot of those things about many patterns, because it means that you can't change them. I don't believe that this is energetic or something you're born with or something past life. It's behavioral. So you have either learned through patterning, through programming, through behavioral stuff to be an accumulator, or you have learned to be a releaser. Now, this is independent of your income. You can be an accumulator or releaser with a 50 grand income or a seven-figure income. There is no connection between the two. I've actually seen both patterns on both sides at every single income level. And this is why many people think that they need more money, when actually it matters so much more what you do with the money than how much you're earning, because this pattern and other patterns will follow you at any income level until you shift them. So the reason we know this can be changed is because I used to be a releaser. I was not an accumulator. And so what I find with people is, because that this is a behavioral pattern that you learn usually at a very young age, one of two things happens. Either you adopt the same strategy as your parents, right? You watch them. So for example, if you watch them accumulate from a really healthy, happy place, maybe you decide that you are going to do that too. And you have a really great and happy, healthy relationship to money. Well, you can also adopt the same strategy as your parents that isn't necessarily from a healthy, happy place. So you watch what they're doing and you just do the same thing, right? That's how we actually pick up a lot of our behavioral patterns from a young age, right? We learn through modeling. Or maybe you saw what your parents were doing and you decide that you don't like that. And you decide, I'm never going to be like that, right? Maybe you watched your parents just completely hoard money, like save every single penny. There was a lot of scarcity. They never wanted to spend. And you're like, frick, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to feel shitty about money and feel from a place of scarcity. So I'm just going to spend all my money, right? And so I think you want to ask yourself, and actually for some of you guys, you might have watched each one of your parents treat money completely differently. Maybe one of your parents was a releaser and one was an accumulator, right? And so just reflecting on kind of where you're at. The thing that you want to really get clear on is whether you're an accumulator or a releaser, is it working for you, right? And when you decide, is it working for you? It's from two things. The amount of money that you have, right? Like, are you actually sitting on investments and savings and income that is a good amount for you, right? Like, is the number working for you? But also the feeling you have around money and your relationship to it. So you can be sitting on seven figures right now, but you feel totally shitty about it, or you feel like it's not enough, right? So whether you adopted the same pattern or a different pattern than your parents, you got to reflect on, is this working for you? And it's important to realize that it's not actually the behavior itself that is contributing to whether this strategy works for you or not. It's really the energy and your beliefs around it. And so the amount of money you have is one thing, but you don't just want to be sitting on an amount of money that you feel super shitty about, or your relationship to money feels terrible, regardless of how much you have there. So when you think about, if you're a releaser, right, maybe you're not comfortable with large amounts of money. It's about what you're making it mean. And I've seen many different reasons that people decide to release all their money, right? And this could be spending on yourself, but it could be, I've actually watched women just spend all of their money investing in charities. Like, every time they will make more money, like multi five figures comes in, like significant chunks of cash, they'll find causes to give it to. And not that that's a problem, but when you're releasing all of it, you know, there's something going on there, right? So maybe you think that in order to accumulate it, you'll have to be in a place of scarcity, hoarding it, right? You're like, I want to be free to spend. Or maybe you don't trust yourself with money. So you don't feel comfortable sitting on, you know, $100,000 in cash, because you have a belief that you're not great with money and you don't trust yourself with it. Or I've seen this happen many times. If you believe that money is going to cause you problems, and this one is usually very, very subtle and subconscious, that you might, if you think about, imagine yourself with 10x the amount of money you have now in your account. What does that do in your body? Like, what feeling do you have around it? Do you believe that if you feel contraction in your body, you got to understand and really reflect on why? If you believe that more money, you know, that amount of money will make you a target. If you believe that that amount of money, people will want things from you or people will judge you, right? Or that you don't deserve it for some reason, that there's something wrong with it. All that subtle subconscious societal programming is going to get in the way of you not just making large amounts, but hanging on to large amounts, having and holding and growing. And then the other piece is, are you a, if you're an accumulator, right? You might have the number in the account, right? You might have a big chunk of change sitting there, but is it from a place of expansion or contraction, right? Are you hoarding it from a place of there's not enough there, right? Or fear of the bottom, like the bottom dropping out, you will find that you could have seven figures sitting there and you still might feel like it's not, you're not safe with it, right? That the bottom could drop out, that it could disappear at any time, that you're not safe to spend it, right? Or that there's something wrong with spending it. This happens in a lot of religious upbringings, right? That we shouldn't have wealth because there's something wrong with us having an abundance of money, right? And there's something wrong with spending it. And so the goal is to be an accumulator, but not an accumulator from a place of hoarding, from an expanded place, that it's really fun to have it. It's the difference between feeling expanded or contracted, regardless of the number that you have. So you must train yourself. If you're a releaser right now and you want to be an accumulator, you must train yourself to enjoy holding money more than spending it, right? We think that the only way to enjoy money is to enjoy it by spending it and getting rid of it. But it's actually, I've got to tell you guys, it's actually really fun to not just sit on money, but to invest it in the right places, to invest it in the causes that and the companies that you want to see grow. It's actually really fun. Like, don't get me wrong, guys. I love spending money. I love spending money on trips, experiences. I even love, you know, buying expensive things. That is all super fun. But I can honestly say to you, it is just as fun, if not more, to invest my money and watch it grow, to open up my bank accounts and know that every time I open them, there's more sitting there. It's actually really fun to accumulate money from a place of play, not from a place of, oh my God, like I need to hoard it. Think about the energy of Richard Branson. Like, he's an accumulator for sure, but he's not accumulating from a contracted place. He's on his private yacht. He's, you know, windsurfing and doing adventure activities. He's like adventuring in nature and doing super, super fun things from a place of excitement and play. And that's what money gets to be for you. So whether you're like accumulating it and investing it and growing it, or whether you are spending it, that gets to be the energy that it's from. And some of you guys that are releasers, right? You might have a lot of fun spending money, but really knowing that you can have a lot of fun spending money and also be intentional and responsible with managing it, right? So are you spending all of it, or are you intentionally putting some of it in places where it's actually growing for you, right? And this is why all the somatic and energetic work in the world will not teach you how to manage money well. And this is something I see so many women really foregoing learning how to manage money, which doesn't take very long, guys. Like, it's not rocket science. You really want to, I see so many women doing like somatic and energetic work and really thinking that that's a replacement for understanding how to manage money and how to invest. And it's not. The reason that knowing what to do with your money is so important is because when you don't know what to do with it, you end up only having one of two options. Either you hoard it from a place of scarcity, or you release it because you don't trust yourself with it, right? So I want all of you guys listening to be able to release it and accumulate it from a place of expansion. Both get to be super fun. really exciting, and something you can totally master. When you reflect on all of this, I want you to check in. Which one are you? Are you more of an accumulator right now? Or are you more of a releaser? And I would love to hear from you. Drop me a note on Instagram. I'm kristenwanch.xox. And tell me, just tell me, are you a releaser or accumulator? And what you thought of the episode. I will see you right back here next week, my loves. Thank you to everyone tuning in. It is always a vibe to be with you here every week. If you're digging the pod and you want to go deeper on mastering your money and growing your wealth, I invite you to book in a free wealth audit with me. You can find the link for that in the show notes. We'll spend some time diving into where you're at with money, where you want to be, and I'll give you a full breakdown of exactly how to get there. Give yourself the gift of doing that now. You can have more ease and clarity with money now. And let's be honest, you deserve it. I love you. And remember, you were born for wealth.